Jeopardy! College Championship, presented by LendingTree. Here are today's contestants. A senior at Princeton University from Frederick, Maryland, Sarad Hassan. A senior at Carnegie Mellon University from Telford, Pennsylvania, Emma Carroll. A sophomore at the University of Texas at Austin from Dallas, Texas, Marshall Como. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Johnny. Hello, everyone, and welcome to day one of our 30th college championship. 30th college championship. What that means is that over the years, Jeopardy has welcomed nearly 450 students who came here to win glory for themselves, $100,000 in cash, and to bring honor to their schools. Sarad, Emma, Marshall, welcome. Good luck. Let's go to work. Here are the categories for the first round of play today. Presidential nicknames. We'll give you the nickname. You identify the president. We'll deal with TV of today, college etymology, mammals, alphanumerics, and finally, ecology. Marshall, you won the toss. You go first.
Could I get TV of today for $1,000?
Hakeem Lyon and Thirsty Rawlings are characters on this Fox show that's setting records. Sarad?
What is Empire?
Empire, right.
Presidential nicknames for $1,000.
Once a university president, schoolmaster in politics. Emma.
Who is Wilson?
You got him.
TV of today, 800.
This host has gotten political and gone full frontal on TBS since 2016. Marshall?
Who is Samantha Bee?
Yes.
Presidential nicknames at 800.
In the 1850s, Old Buck. Sarad?
Who is Millard Fillmore?
No. Emma?
Who is Buchanan?
Yes, James Buchanan.
TV of today for 600.
Chechen gangster NoHo Hank is a super upbeat associate of the title assassin thespian on this HBO show. Marshall?
What is Barry?
Yes.
Presidential nickname 600.
Red Hunter, Tricky Dick. Marshall.
Who is Nixon?
Good.
TV of today, 400.
Kara Danvers flies around National City doing errands, like saving National City, as this title hero. Marshall.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl, yeah.
Can I get ecology for 1,000?
The foundation name for this holiday runs the Tree Campus USA program to recognize forest-friendly schools like Bryn Mawr. Marshall.
Is Earth Day?
No. Emma.
What is Arbor Day?
Arbor Day. You got it.
Ecology for 800.
This college in Waterville, Maine has used 100% renewable electricity sources since way back in 2003. Emma.
What is Bowdoin?
No. Sarad or Marshall? What is Colby College? Back to you, Emma.
Ecology for 600.
University of California, Davis converts 50 tons of organic waste into energy daily with a system called an AD, this non-oxygen type of digester. Marshall.
What is antioxidant?
Nope. Emma.
What is anaerobic?
Anaerobic, that's the word.
Ecology for 400.
In 2019, this Cardinal school won the Pac-12 division of the EPA's University Challenge with 160 million kilowatt hours of green power. Sarad.
What is the University of Arizona?
Nope. Emma.
What is Northwestern?
Nope. Correct response, what is Stanford? Back to you, Emma.
Ecology for 200.
North Carolina State created a program to compost these food boxes, which usually aren't recyclable, especially if they contain crusts. Sarad.
What are pizza boxes?
Yep.
Mammals for 200.
To ward off predators, it may feign death, hence the alliterative expression, playing this marsupial. Sarad?
What is a possum?
Yes.
College etymology for 800.
Often applied to courses, it's from the Latin for before and need. Emma.
What is a prerequisite?
Good.
Mammals for 400.
The okapi and this tall relative are the only living species in their family. Emma.
Was it giraffe?
Giraffe is right. And we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back and find out a little bit about their schools and the students, of course. Sarad Hassan is a senior at Princeton University. Your majors are public and international affairs, which means you see your future developing how?
So I'm actually pre-med in addition to that.
Oh, gosh.
So I could see myself working in health policy and global health policy. Also kind of interested in law, getting minors in cognitive science, African-American studies, and African studies, too. So
forgive me for saying this, but it sounds like you haven't quite made up your mind yet.
Things I like.
So. All right, good for you. Emma Farrell is a senior at Carnegie Mellon University.
Yes.
Your majors are civil engineering and history.
Yes.
Have you made up your mind as to what the future holds?
Yeah, I'll be a field engineer working for a construction company come this fall. So history was kind of just a fun to have on the side and keep my work balanced.
Okay, so. Good for you. Marshall Como is from Dallas, Texas. He's a sophomore, and he's already selected his majors.
Yes.
Plan... Two? Is it plan two?
Yes, that's how you say it.
And business honors.
Yes.
With a view to doing what?
So I think I'm going to go into finance. I'm not exactly sure what I want to do. I also have a third major in finance, but we'll see.
Okay. Emma has command of the board right now, and that means she selects our next clue. So go ahead, young lady.
Mammals for 600.
The dewlap is a hanging fold of skin under the muzzle of this largest member of the deer family. Emma.
Was it moose?
Moose is right.
Mammals for 800?
Answer there, the Daily Double. And looky here.
I'd like to wager 2,000.
2,000, all right. The mnemonic device D has one hump, B has two, helps us remember these two types of camels.
What are the dromedary and Bactrian camels?
You are right, and you bumped your score up to 6,000.
And finish mammals for 1,000, please.
A desmond is a type of this insectivore, but it hunts in water rather than by burrowing. Marshall.
What is an anteater?
Nope. Emma.
What is a mole?
Mole, you got it.
Alphanumerics for 200, please.
This astromech droid served two Skywalkers. Marshall.
What is R2-D2?
Good.
Alphanumerics 1,000.
In August of 2019, France presided over this summit of world leaders. Marshall.
What is the G12?
Nope. Emma.
What is the G7?
G7, group of seven, correct.
Alphanumerics for 800, please.
This club within the Department of Agriculture helps kids learn not only about animal sciences, but rocketry and robotics, too. Emma.
What is the 4-H club?
Correct.
Alphanumerics for 600?
In 1942, the Army established the War Dog Program, or this corps. Emma?
Was the Canine Corps?
Yes.
Alphanumerics for 400?
The Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company modified its moniker and got down to business under this name. Emma?
What is 3M?
3M, right you are.
College etymology for 1,000, please.
This word for a class of student derives from a word for a fallacious argument. Marshall?
What is sophomore?
Sophomore, yes. Good for you.
Etymology for 600?
Sooner or later, you'll have to declare one of these from a Latin word meaning greater. Marshall again.
What's a major?
Yes.
Etymology 400?
This oral lesson is from the Latin for to read. Sarad?
What is a lecture?
Lecture is correct.
Presidential nicknames for 400?
Father of the Constitution. Emma?
Who is Jefferson?
Nope. Sarad.
Who is Madison?
Madison is the one.
Presidential nicknames for 200.
Hero of Appomattox. Marshall.
Who is Grant?
Correct.
TV of Today for 200.
Tori Spelling's unicorn and Donny Osmond's peacock belted out tunes on this show. That line shouldn't make any sense, but it's true. Emma?
What is the masked singer?
You got it. Now the last clue in college etymology. This word for a type of degree originally referred to a young knight of low rank. Emma?
What is a baccalaureate?
Nope. Marshall?
What is a bachelor?
Bachelor, yes. All right, Marshall and Sarad have a lot of catching up to do in Double Jeopardy when we come back. Although Sarad and Marshall are tied right now, Marshall is the one who picks first in Double Jeopardy. And here are the categories. I'm your new personal trainer, followed by college tales, Official language in common. We'll give you two countries. You give us the language shared by both countries as one of their official languages. That's followed by celebrity lecturers, art history, and finally, what do you stand for? Go ahead.
Can I get official language in common for 16?
Yes. You have 1,000. You can risk up to 2,000.
Okay, true daily double.
All right. The two countries are Burundi and Switzerland.
What is French?
French is right. You double your score. Go again.
Okay, can I get official language in common for 12?
Suriname, Curaçao. Emma.
What is Spanish?
No. Marshall.
What is Portuguese?
Nope. Correct response, what is Dutch? Back to you, Marshall.
Official language in common, 2,000.
Bolivia, Peru, Aymara, and these two languages are Spanish and Quechua. Back to you, Marshall.
College Tales, 2,000.
The characters in Wendy Wasserstein's Uncommon Women and Others are alumni of this numerical group of Northeastern schools. Sarad.
What are the Big Ten?
Nope. Emma or Marshall? What are the Seven Sisters? Back to you, Marshall.
What do you stand for, 2,000?
Answer the other daily double. Once again, you can risk up to 2,000.
I'll risk up to 2,000. 2,000.
All right. Here is the clue for you. The last name of this British mathematician is the T in CAPTCHA, a computer security test.
Who is Turing?
Turing, Alan Turing. You got him. We're 2,800. Go again.
What do you stand for, 16?
Used in the kitchen. EVOO, E-V-O-O, stands for this. What is extra virgin olive oil? Marshall.
Stand for 1,200.
In a computer, a CPU is a central this unit. Emma.
Was processing?
Yes.
What do you stand for, 800?
It's the K in the AKC, an authority on dogs. Marshall.
What is canine?
No. Emma.
What is kennel?
Kennel, yes.
What do you stand for, 400?
Boots and handbags are also sold at DSW, short for designer shoe, this type of building. Marshall.
What is warehouse?
Correct.
Art history, 2,000?
One of the tours at the Belgian Museum dedicated to this surrealist is titled Hats Off. Emma.
Who is Dali?
No. Marshall or Soran? Who is René Magritte? Marshall.
Art history, 16.
Michelangelo was 33 in 1508 when he began painting this Vatican chapel. Soran.
What is the Sistine Chapel?
That's it.
I'm your personal trainer for 1600.
An intense circuit-style workout. Metcon is short for these two words. And we're going to hit it hard today. Two words are metabolic conditioning. Sarad.
College Tales, 1600.
This jazz age man's This Side of Paradise is set at Princeton. Marshall?
Who's Fitzgerald?
Scott Fitzgerald, yes.
College Tales, 1200.
A Langston Hughes poem begins... In a college on the hill above this area of Upper Manhattan. Emma.
It was Harlem.
Harlem, correct.
College Tales, 800.
The 2015 novel Cow Country is set in one of these alliterative institutions, also known as a junior college. Marshall.
What is a community college?
You got it.
Celebrity Lecturers, 2000.
This director and writer of Do the Right Thing taught African-American cinema at Harvard. Marshall.
Who is Lee?
Spike Lee, correct.
Celebrity Lecturer, 1600.
At NYU, Prince 101, about the purple one, had a lecture by this drummer for the Roots. Emma.
Who is Questlove?
Questlove, correct.
Celebrity Lecturer, 1200.
John Cleese of this comedy troupe was professor at large at Cornell starting in 1999, but he didn't teach silly walks. Marshall.
What is Monty Python?
Good.
Art history, 12.
Here's Sarah.
In 1654, the city of Delft was devastated by a gunpowder explosion depicted here. Rembrandt's student, Carol Fabricius, didn't survive, but this now famous painting of his did, and went on to inspire a best-selling novel of the same name.
And that novel is The Goldfinch. Back to you, Marshall.
I'm your new personal trainer, 2000.
Plank is an example of this type of exercise in which the muscles are static. Now drop, but don't give me 20. What are isometrics? Back to you, Marshall.
Art history 800.
Georges Braque and this Spaniard are considered the founders of Cubism. Seurat.
Luis Picasso.
Good.
Celebrity lectures for 800.
Angelina Jolie lectured on women, peace, and security at the LSE, the London School of This. Seurat.
What is economics?
Good.
Official language in common, 800.
Chad, Bahrain. Seurat.
What is Arabic?
Good.
400 language.
Belarus, Kyrgyzstan. Emma.
What is Russian?
Yes.
Art history, 400.
Not quite 5 inches tall, a statuette found in Austria is known as this love goddess of Willendorf. Marshall.
What is Venus?
Good.
I'm your new personal trainer, 1200.
Delts and traps. Done. Now, Men's Health says pull-ups are great to build up these big triangle-shaped back muscles. So get to it.
What are triceps?
Nope. Emma or Marshall? What are lats? Back to you, Marshall.
Personal trainer, 800.
Reclining hero pose into corpse pose. Oh, yeah, you bet we're going heavy on this four-letter discipline right now. Emma.
What is yoga?
Yoga, yes.
College Tales, 400.
Julia Whalen's novel, My Oxford Year, follows the young American recipient of one of these scholarships. Marshall.
What is Rhodes?
Yes.
Lecture is 400.
All right, all right. In 2019, Matthew McConaughey became a communications professor at the University of This, his home state. Seurat.
What is Texas?
Yeah. Beat Marshall to it on that one. Go again.
400. Personal trainer.
Biceps curls. 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you feel this three-headed muscle stretch as the biceps contract? Burn, baby, burn. Seurat.
What are triceps?
Triceps, yes indeed, taking you to 2,600. You're all in it for final. Here comes the subject. Wonders of the modern world. Think about it. Make your wager. Back in a moment with the clue.
Lending Tree presents the College Championship.
Fox 45 investigates corruption in the Department of Public Works, the accusations of extortion, and the dirty jobs that are now cause for concern.
Mandatory social distancing, but not everybody is following the rules. Why some in Baltimore feel the rules don't apply.
Our final today deals with wonders of the modern world. Here's your clue, players. Nicknamed the Big Ditch, in 2014, this modern wonder celebrated its 100th anniversary. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Rod, we come to you first. Things didn't work out too well for you. You had 2,600. What did you write down as your response? What is no man's land? Nope, that's not going to do it. It'll cost you 2,500, dropping you down to 100. Let's come to Marshall Como. He had 8,800. What did the sophomore write down? The Panama Canal. That is correct. That's the big ditch. What'll it do to your score? Almost double you. That'll take you to $17,599. Take us to Emma. She's not looking too happy, though she's smiling, because she wrote down what is the Hoover Dam. Where will she finish, though? What did she risk and lose? $5,401. Marshall, congratulations, young man. You're going to get to come back next week as a semifinalist. And we'll have our second quarterfinal match right here tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you then.
The Jeopardy College Championship is presented by LendingTree. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
My cholesterol is borderline. I can worry about it or do something about it. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally, and it's odor-free and pharmacist-recommended. Garlic.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Asper Cream's triple effect provides targeted relief. Works in minutes, lasts for hours. Asper Cream works.